Remember to send a resume.
Since September 11th, U.S. law enforcement officials have taken more than 1,000 people into custody in connection with the terrorist attacks. Attorney General John Ashcroft said yesterday he will not release the names of the detainees.
They have each had an opportunity to contact legal counsel. They are not being held in secret, but I'm not going to develop some sort of blacklist of individuals.
Commentator Joe Davidson said last week he thinks many of these people are being detained unnecessarily and are being deprived of their basic legal rights. Commentator Jan Ting says these criticisms ignore the harsh new reality facing the United States.
We are now in a life and death struggle with terrorism. After September 11th, no one can doubt the willingness of terrorists to use nuclear, biological, and chemical weapons as soon as they can get them. Without victory in this war, there is no survival. We can't put up defenses everywhere against every conceivable terrorist action. The only way to defend ourselves is to find the terrorists, attack them, and kill them. President Bush has authorized the trial of captured foreign terrorists by military tribunals. That's how FDR dealt with Nazi saboteurs. That's how Lincoln dealt with Confederate saboteurs. The Supreme Court in 1942 unanimously sustained military tribunals and will do so again. Critics compare the new law allowing suspected foreign terrorists to be detained indefinitely to the Japanese internment during World War II. But what happened then was outrageous because two-thirds of those interned were American citizens. If only enemy aliens had been interned, internment would be a minor historical footnote. As for tighter immigration restrictions, no foreigner has any civil right to come to the United States. Every alien applying for a visa has the legal burden of proving that no reason for denial applies, including terrorism. Interviews will be requested of young men who recently entered the U.S. from certain foreign countries. Yes, these young men are being singled out for questioning, profiled, if you will, but recent sensitivity about profiling concerns our fellow citizens. Foreign nationals are not entitled to the same automatic presumption of loyalty to this country. Investigators want to monitor the communications of jailed terrorists, even conversations with their attorneys. This is not to obtain evidence for trial. It would be inadmissible, but to discover and prevent future terrorist attacks. This policy may be challenged in court, but under the circumstances, I predict the Supreme Court will sustain it. History reassures us that emergency wartime measures have no lasting effect on American society. But if we lose this war, no civil liberties will survive. Our greatest concern now should be for the civil right of all Americans and non-Americans to live our lives in peace, free of the threat of terrorism. My only concern about the emergency measures taken since September 11th is this. Are we doing enough?
The comments of Jan Ting, who teaches law at Temple University in Philadelphia.